as you can kind of get where I'm going here with the faith issue, I'm doing another one. But I don't know how to name it, a threefold ministry of faith or the three. Well, you got your practical, you got your dispensational, you got your doctrine when it comes to truth, right? Well, when we're looking at faith, and I started off with my Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, like I have been for my past several times. It says that, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So, this is pretty much truth throughout the ages. It's not dispensational whatsoever. This is truth that goes beyond dispensations. This is truth that I've started with as being perfect faith. Just in these two verses alone, this is faith throughout. You can see it, when the words thine and thy that's used here, thine is an internal heartfelt and thy is an outward expression and walk. These two verses says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It's inside. And lean not unto thine own understanding. That's inside, what you feel inside. And in all thy ways, outward expression, and he shall direct thy path, thy walk. So, I felt that was, you know, a way to break that down and see that within these two verses you have the inward working and the outward walk. The way that you trust with the Lord in your heart and everything that you do. When we get to looking at dispensational faith, that's pretty much dispensational. We look at Hebrews 11:1, and we see that Abraham knew the Lord God would do what he said, so by faith Abraham followed every order of God. Faith in Hebrews is the reward associated with following God's direction faithfully. Substance and evidence is the reward. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we know in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, Hebrews 11:6, there again jumps dispensations again. Paul is telling that without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, those believers in Hebrews 11 would never have pleased God. Throughout the Old Testament scriptures, we see that it's the faith of the believers when they follow God's direction that he gives them the rewards. Now, their reward in Hebrews 11 is for a city. In 11:10, says, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Here, faith is strictly dispensational, because the body of Christ is not looking for a city. The body of Christ is looking to be with the Lord at his appearing in the upon heavens. So, this reward is strictly for Israel. In Psalms 18:30, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, tested. He is a buckler to all those that trust Him. He brings them together. He's solid. And to trust in is to flee or for refuge to. In Psalms 145:17-21, the psalmist says, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him, respect Him. He will hear their cry and He will save them." This is Old Testament scripture. This is another dispensation. "The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever." Now, the dispensational faith for body believers. And we jump right into Ephesians with this, because this is our rock. The seven letters that Paul wrote in the prison epistles. Ephesians 1:13, it says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." This, you could say this is pretty much a doctrinal faith, because this is the word of God direct. And in 14, "which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." In 15, "wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love to all the saints." And then we go to 18. "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. The hope is His adopted sonship, our sonship. The called out assembly, which is His body, will be His inheritance at the appearing." Ephesians 19:23, and "what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe?" By faith, we believe through faith, according to the working of His mighty power that has already taken place, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the called out assembly, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all and in all. And then we go to Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace are you saved through faith." That's His faith, not ours. It's His faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. And Ephesians 2:10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them through faith." The faith of His operation. And we get into Ephesians 3:9-12. "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery." This is where our working of faith comes in. which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the called out assembly the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. This is his faith that we're working on, that we know that is our hope that's there. In Ephesians 6:13, we get into the whole armor of God through faith. In 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth, the inwardmost part of you. Not what you think, but what you know in your inward part. And have the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate covers your heart. Have the heart of a righteous saint. And have your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Walk in peace. And above all, take the shield of faith. It's above everything. Faith is all. It's the big deal, because faith is where we hold God true to his word by walking in faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation. And the helmet protects the brain, to know that your salvation is solid. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. In Philippians 3, Paul gives his credentials in verse 5. He's saying, circumcised the eighth day, the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. So he gave up everything he had, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is a law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. Here is Christ's faith again. It's his faith, not ours, but it's through Christ's faith, the righteousness which is of God by faith. This is faith for body believers. In Colossians 1:23-29, it says, to the faithful and to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the called out ones, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. In 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. This is our faith, that we know that Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. Wherefore I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. In Colossians 2:6, as ye therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, continuing in the faith, walking in Christ. It's his faith that we are to walk in. Jesus Christ is your Lord, so walk in him, so he may not merely ye receive the doctrine of Christ, but Jesus himself. This is the essence of faith, is Christ. In Colossians 2:12, when you're buried with him in baptism, wherein ye also are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. The faith of the operation of God is where it's all at. Who hath raised him from the dead, the dunamis power. In Colossians 3:3-4 says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You're already accounted as there. It's done. You're already dead, and you're with Christ in God. That's my faith. That's where I am, and that's where I know you are. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Faith for the body believers. Colossians 3:17. And whosoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. And last, we get to 1 Timothy 3:9. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. The faith is a definite article. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Having the faith is what is acceptable to God, even Christ. The charge for the body of Christ is being a faithful witness for the mysterion message truth, rightly dividing God's word to a world of religious filled with tradition. There are body members in those religions, they just don't know it yet. It's our charge to witness to them every chance we get, no matter what religion they're in. It's for us to be there to be the salt, as some of the teachers that's on here. I might not be the best salt tactic out there. I might have a little pepper in my dissertation. But we have teachers that are perfect for this. So that's my study for the day. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again, dear Lord, for this day. And Lord, continue to be with those that search and looking for the truth, Lord. May they come to us and ask. We have family members that need to know the truth. Lord, you know who they are. We ask that you lead them to us. Lord, we thank you so much for that you did on the cross, and that you did from before the foundation. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.